in both asphalt and metal roofing systems and are experts in the field. Call today, Mark Rummel at 913-626-4411 or Todd Griffin, 620-344-0661. GR Roofing, your area metal roofing specialists.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:46.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:46, we're pleased to have with us Frank Lowry, longtime local veteran, and also really the longtime organizer slash spokesperson of the Tablets of Honor area at the Emporia All Veterans Memorial in South Emporia.
Frank, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good, all things considered.
Well, glad to hear that. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you in. And, you know, the reason we brought Frank in is because, well, to be flatly honest, I saw a post on Facebook saying that the latest tablet, the way it appears, is now pretty well close to full, if memory serves me correctly.
Your memory's good, especially for as busy as you've been. Yes, tablet number 14 is in the process of being inscribed. One side of it, there's 40 names on each side. So when we get one side full, they start that, or as we near getting the whole thing full, we lack about four names to complete tablet 14. So we're just right down at the end, and then the whole thing will be inscribed, and we'll get coordinated with the contractor to get it installed. Hopefully we get that all done before Veterans Day of this year, but that's going to depend on the contract, the, you know, installing contractor. And, of course, the weather will come into play a little bit, but should be able to get it done, I hope.
So you're, what, four names, and you'll have 40 names on each side of that tablet, Frank?
Correct. Four names, and we'll have the 80 for tablet 14. Frank. And then we have another tablet in slab in stock, so we can start right away on the next one.
Before we start talking about, you know, the growth and the ongoing interest here in the Tablets of Honor project here, Frank, is tablet 15 your last one that you have room for, or do you still have a little bit extra space there?
We've actually got we've got room for, oh, you're making me think, that's not fair.
My time for thinking just ended, so.
We've got room for 15, 16, 17, 18. We've still got room for five more, counting 14.
Well, it's been a very successful project with tablet number 14 just about finished here, and you've had success in names from all over the place, huh?
Yeah, all over the country, yeah. And it's ongoing. We're still, you know, some of them, most of them are local or within the region, but we do have representation from over 30, last count it was 36 different states in the U.S. So, yeah, we're all over the place.
Are you still a bit floored by the ongoing interest locally, nationally, and even to at least a limited extent internationally?
When I stop and think about it, yes. I was a little concerned there this spring and late winter because things slowed down quite a bit, but had a hard time getting 14 filled up, but the interest has picked back up, and the distractions are going away, I guess.
Yeah.
But it is amazing that, you know, for something that we were concerned about In 2016, we didn't know if we would get six tablets full, and now we're working on number 15. So,
yeah,
that's quite a mind-boggling.
Well, it really is, and you know, the All Veterans Memorial here in Emporia, such a great job has been done by you and the group down there. It's just so very attractive. I mean, you know, the tablets of honor, not only attractive with the stones and the engraving, but Frank, also very meaningful too, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it just amazes me the number of people that just come and walk around, you know, reading all those names. With the addition of number 14, there'll be 1,120 names on those tablets, and people walk around and if it seems to me that they're, you know, actually looking for someone, and they don't realize that we have a directory over on the kiosk, I'll ask them if they're looking for a particular name, and they say, no, we just were driving by and seen this memorial, and it's just awesome, you know. They're impressed and honored that, or encouraged that we're honoring so many people, and then people leave flowers down there all, you know, pretty regular, and have had different people, I've noticed, taking pictures next to a name they've had inscribed or something, you know, families gathering. It's just a beautiful and wonderful place to congregate and honor their veteran.
Well, Frank, for folks that would like to secure one of those spots, how do they do that, and where do they do that?
There's different applications available, or not different ones, but applications are available in different locations. The American Legion on West 12th has some. There are some in the kiosk there at the memorial, or they can go online to allveteransday.org and click on the Tablets of Honor Project, and there's a form that they can print off and send in, and that form pretty much explains it all. We need the first name, the last name, the branch of service, and the rank of the veteran is to be honored. And that veteran does not have to be, the only thing required is that they have an honorable discharge, and we need some kind of proof of service for that. And that can be from any branch of the military, U.S. military, and have served at any time. So we're not, you know, I guess we're not discriminating against anybody.
Well, you've done a wonderful job. It's a great project, and we hope people get the names on there. Four names left to go to get number 14 full, and hopefully that can be all finished up and done by Veterans Day here this fall, huh, Frank?
Yep. And also, we do ask for a $150 donation to get this done per inscription. And then there's a mailing address, Post Office Box 1632, Emporia. And that'll get it taken care of.
Okay.
Hey, well, Frank, thanks so much for joining us here today, giving us the update, and we'll have you on probably within the next couple of months before we get to Veterans Day and get another update here on how things are filling up.
I would appreciate that. That'd be great.
Frank, always a pleasure to talk to you.
And you guys, too. Thank you very much for all your support and ongoing contributions.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks,
okay.
Frank.
All right. Bye. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, local veteran Frank Lowry. Tablets of Honor, that's a great project. And And a big part now of the All Veterans Memorial down in Soden's Grove.
Yeah, and getting bigger
yeah,
as time goes by. We've been happy to cover that.